Hello and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Thank you so much for joining me today as we discuss chickens, particularly broody chickens, and some misconceptions and myths about chickens. So please join me on this interesting and myth-busting episode. I hear so many different myths about chickens, and I'm like, wow, this is very interesting. So I thought I would bust some of those and also discuss what a broody hen is and is it good or bad for your flock. So the very first myth I want to bust, which goes into the idea of having a broody hen, is that in order for a chicken to have eggs, you must have a rooster. That is false. Chickens can lay eggs without a rooster. Think of it as like a period, a chicken period. So just like all other animals, the egg drops. And in chickens and birds, it's an actual egg, right? So the time can help. What one thing that can help where chickens can lay eggs is when they're not having to look out and protect themselves. So they do tend to lay a lot of eggs, or should I say more eggs, when there is a rooster protecting them. And I know that was particularly our case. We were getting, at that time, we had like 20 hens and we were getting like 5 or 6 eggs. And as soon as we introduced a rooster and they were all comfortable, we started getting like 15 eggs a day. And that was because they were not looking out for, you know, hawks and, you know, other predators that went to eat them. So they felt more calm. So anytime a chicken is calm, they are relaxed and they can lay eggs. So roosters, you do not have to have for your chicken to lay an egg. That is a myth. It can help your egg production. So that is good. Now, when it comes to having a broody hen, now, a broody hen is a hen that wants to sit on her eggs and hatch a chick. So this is like that motherly instinct. So broody hens are really awesome, but it does take a toll out on the hen. So if you notice a hen is sitting on eggs for a long time and not getting up, a lot of time the comb, which is like the part, like the red part on top of her head and like the beard looking red, I don't know what you call it, comb. A lot of times the comb and crown will start to be more dull. So they don't look as healthy or shiny. Her feathers don't look as shiny as well. It's because they take so much time and effort to basically sit on the eggs. And they might get up like once a day to go eat and then come back and sit. So if you do not have a rooster, then the eggs are not fertilized and there's no reason to let your hen sit there and, you know, basically starve to death. You could get eggs or little chicks that are a couple days old and at night put them underneath her, and then that would get her out of her broodiness and she would raise those chicks. On the other hand, you could also allow her, if there is a rooster, allow her to sit on those eggs and actually hatch the chicks. And that's what we did in November. And it was so amazing. And it is definitely one of the best things you can do for your flock because it does make stronger chickens. And it is hands off. Like, you're not having to change the litter. You're not having to watch if the chickens are warm. Like, we did ours winter. It was snow. And the mom raised them. We didn't have to worry about any of that. Like, you know, is the temperature correct? Is the food and water? Mama did all of that. So it was super easy. We would just check on them to make sure that they were all together, especially at night when it was really cold. So that is amazing. Like, if you can get a broody hen and she will raise chicks, absolutely 100% do it. Just know that if you have no rooster, the eggs are not fertilized. Therefore, you either need to make her unbroody Or you need to get some chicks and put underneath her so she can raise them. So the other myth I want to talk about is that all chickens are the same. So chickens are like wide range of types of chickens. You have chickens that are small and super fluffy, like long feathers. And then you have really large chickens, like almost as big as a turkey, huge ones. And just like the chickens, their eggs are going to be different colors. So speaking of eggs and colors, the egg is determined, like the color of the egg is determined by the type of chicken. So that doesn't mean that brown eggs are naturally healthier than white eggs, or green eggs are naturally healthier than, you know, brown eggs. The egg itself, the color of the egg itself, does not determine the nutrition value of the egg. What does determine how healthy the egg is and what type of vitamins are in there is really going to determine what the chicken is eating. And that's another myth I want to bust. Chickens are vegetarians. I always crack up when I go to the store and I see eggs, vegetarian. Chicks fed vegetarian. They are not vegetarian at all, and they actually would probably prefer to eat meat. So they are omnivores, meaning they eat both plant and animals. They love bugs. They love insects. Like, they go crazy. I actually trained my chickens to come when I call for them by using dried mealworms. It was super easy. And it definitely pays off, especially if you need to call for them to, you know, do a head count, or if you're leaving and you need to get all of the girls in the coop. We do free range on 8 acres. So a lot of times I will call for them to come out and get in their coop for one reason or another. So the different foods that you can get at the store are different feeds. So there's going to be a starter feed and there's going to be a layer feed. Depending on the age of your chickens, it's going to determine which food you feed them. And if you have mixed, then you're going to want to go whatever the youngest is. So with the older, with the starter, it has more calcium. And calcium is good for the older chick after 18 weeks, but for the younger chicks, you don't need as much calcium, and it can actually hurt them and cause some issues with growth and I think liver issues. So you want to start them with starter feed until they're 18 weeks. If you have a mixed age group, you want to stay with starter. We also feed them like scraps. They love all types of scraps, like, you know, anything that we eat outside of like sugar, you know, chocolate. There's a few things they can't have, but for the most part, they love to eat extra meats, and they absolutely love bugs. So we also give them some bugs every now and then. But again, because I free range them, I don't feed them as much as other people. So spring, summer, and fall, when there's a lot of vegetation and bugs out, then I go through about 150 pound of bag of feed about 6 to 8 weeks. And in the winter, it's about one every 3 or 4 weeks. It just depends on what type of food is available out and about on the on our land. And the other thing I want to discuss is when you get your eggs, they all taste the same. That is so not true. And I think because we are basically in a quick lifestyle, mostly everybody goes to the grocery store and buys CAFO type of eggs. And this is CAFO is basically animals that are factory farmed, and chickens are the same. They are hatched. They are stay in a very small quarter. If you want a really good show to watch about chickens, I think it's called Super Chicken. It was a really good movie, and it really talked about the how bad the chicken farms are, basically what they consider free range. All they have to do is open the doors up. You know, it's like, it's really, really bad. So a lot of times people, even if you get like the organic free range in the store, sometimes, most of the time, they are still not as great as the eggs you're going to get from someone local that pasture raises them. And you'll definitely notice, one of the things that you'll notice from the two different eggs is when you crack it, the one that is more natural, as in pasture raised and given the right nutrition and lots of sunshine, their yolks are going to be a nice orange color. So it varies from like a light orange to a dark, bright orange. And the eggs from the store are like a very mild yellow. It's almost like white. It's so, you know, it's completely different colored. So if you ever have the opportunity to take a store egg and a egg from a chicken in your area, or your own chicken, look at them, look at the differences. And a lot of it has to do with the carotene that's in their diets. So I know my girls' eggs in the summer and spring and early fall, they're really, really orange. And because in the winter it kind of dies down, they get less bright orange. So just, it's very interesting. So they do taste different, I would definitely say. And they're definitely more nutritious. And there is a big movement right now in the paleo lifestyle, particularly of fertilized eggs, how fertilized eggs are actually better for you. Now, I don't really know much about that. I'm not going to say it is true or it's not true because I haven't had the opportunity to sit down and actually look at any of the information. But I will say that fertilized eggs, you could tell the difference because you'll see like a little white spot in it. You could eat that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a big deal at all. And obviously the worst thing you could do is opening an egg that's a chick is like halfway formed. So we pick up all of our eggs every single day because we don't want that to happen. We don't want a chick to grow, you know, that would be horrible. So we do that, and then we allow our chickens to sit if they get broody. We're really hoping that we do get a broody hen soon because we're getting new chickens. I'm sorry, we're getting new chicks. We just got, eight of one type and four of another type. And I'm hoping to get guineas again because they help with ticks tremendously. So I hope I answered some questions about chickens and busted some myths that, that maybe you had. If you have any questions about chickens, please let me know. I'd be greatly interested in answering anything about that. And I look forward to going over my next episodes of my chickens because we're getting to that part where it's lots of things going on in the spring, and we're working on gardening. And after this cold frost, we're going to work on gardening and, you know, greenhouse and chickens, lots and lots of chicken things that's going on. We have to clean out, you know, I'm going to talk about the chicken, different types of chicken bedding and different types of chicken litter. We're going to talk about all types of things. So I really appreciate you listening. And if you would not mind, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast and keep up to date with it and share it to anybody that you think would be interested in this. And I greatly appreciate your time once again, because without you, I wouldn't be here. And I just love to help others and get them interested in homesteading while being dyslexic or having ADHD, and just knowing that it can be done. And yeah, it's fun. So have a great night, have a great day, and please stay warm if you are getting a cold snap. Have a great day.